This is fresh air. In his first movie after his Oscar-nominated performance in Barbie, Ryan Gosling stars as a Hollywood stunt double in the new action comedy film The Fall Guy. The film, which also stars Emily Blunt as a movie director, is loosely based on the 1980s TV series starring Lee Majors. It opens in theaters today. Our film critic Justin Chang has this review.
From the 1933 action film Lucky Devils, to the 1980 comedy thriller The Stuntman, to Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, filmmakers have long delighted in turning the camera on stunt performers, those professional daredevils who risk life and limb to make action scenes look convincing. It's a hard, often thankless job, which is why for years people have lobbied the Motion Picture Academy to present an Oscar for stunt work. And of course, it's a dangerous job. Just last month, while shooting the Eddie Murphy movie, The Pickup, several crew members were injured during a stunt involving two rolling cars. There's a lot of vehicular mayhem in the noisily diverting new action comedy, The Fall Guy, a feature-length reboot of the 80s TV series. Ryan Gosling stars as a highly skilled stunt performer named Colt Seavers, who, despite his cynical film noir-style voiceover, genuinely loves his job. He loves movies and movie-making, loves hurling himself off balconies and strapping himself into soon-to-be-totaled automobiles. Most of all, he loves Jody Moreno, an up-and-coming assistant director played by Emily Blunt. And she loves him right back. Colt works mainly as a stunt double for Tom Ryder, a world-famous movie star played by a preening Aaron Taylor Johnson. But when Colt suffers a life-threatening injury on the set, he quits the biz in despair and ghosts Jody for more than a year while he recovers. But then he learns that Jody is directing a big-budget sci-fi movie in Sydney and wants him to be Tom's stunt double again. Upon arriving down under, however, Colt finds out that Jody did not ask for him and has no idea why he's here.
Why are you here?
I think there's been a misunderstanding.
Clearly.
Because I was under the impression that you did want me here.
That's a delusional thought. We haven't spoken in a year.
I'm happy for you. This whole director thing looks good on you. Even the gardening hat, somehow.
Everyone wears them. It's like a set thing. Okay?
Yeah, I see it. They're not making you look as good as you are. That's all. And I'm not trying to be flat. I'm just saying the facts. But you look good in everything. You look good in nothing. Whatever. No, I don't mean
really?
It like that. But
this
you do look good in nothing.
This isn't going to work.
The reason for Colt's appearance on the set is one mystery in a cheerfully nonsensical thriller plot devised by the screenwriter Drew Pierce. There's also a body in a bathtub, an incriminating cell phone, and several amusing side characters, including a busybody producer played by Hannah Waddingham of Ted Lasso fame. Another key player is Colt's best friend and stunt coordinator, Dan, played by the always excellent Winston Duke. Before long, Colt isn't just performing stunts. He's forced to put his well-honed survival skills to good use off the set. Whether he's beating up thugs in a nightclub, punching villains in a helicopter, or getting tossed around in the back of a speeding garbage truck. That's one of several set pieces that the director, David Leitch, opted to shoot using practical techniques rather than CGI, a decision that gives this stunt-centric movie an undeniable integrity. The Fall Guy is undoubtedly a passion project for Leitch, who once worked as a stunt double for actors including Brad Pitt and Jean-Claude Van Damme. He nods to this by giving Colt a handy canine companion named Jean-Claude. Leitch can direct action beautifully, as he did in the Charlize Theron smash-em-up Atomic Blonde. But he can also go too flamboyantly over the top, as in sloppier recent efforts like Bullet Train and Hobbs and Shaw. The Fall Guy is better than those two, but it would have been better still with cleaner action, tighter editing, and a running time south of 2 hours. Emily Blunt is such a good comedian and action star that it's a shame she doesn't get more to do in either department. Jodie may be in the director's chair, but as a character, she's mainly a second banana. The Fall Guy is Gosling's picture. Unlike the brooding, taciturn stuntman the actor played in Drive and The Place Beyond the Pines, Colt is a wonderfully expressive goofball. There's a moment here, after a fiery boat chase around Sydney Harbor, when Colt emerges triumphant from the water, clothes dripping and muscles bulging, while a euphoric cover of Kiss's I Was Made for Lovin' You surges for the umpteenth time on the soundtrack. It's ridiculous and gloriously overwrought. And like the best executed stunts, it comes perilously close to movie magic.
Justin Chang is a film critic for The New Yorker. He reviewed The Fall Guy, starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. On Monday's show, we'll talk about a new wave of research suggesting that plants are indeed intelligent in complex ways that could challenge our very understanding of agency and consciousness. Our guest will be climate journalist Zoe Schlanger, author of The Light Eaters, How the Unseen World of Plant Intelligence Offers a New Understanding of Life on Earth. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Roberta Shorrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.